Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide, joins us. LT, do you think Archibald, Shahan, and Kara can find a way to produce any more than they did prior? Like, I know Dave Tippett's going back to them, but did you see anything that makes you think this line can actually produce?
Well, I think Josh Archibald has been disappointing since he got here. And Shahan was, I think he's minus eight, plus minus. So I think all three of them have an opportunity here to just play better, because the team needs them to do it. Their previous, all three of them have had previous production that would lead you to believe that there's more there. And I know they played well in preseason, but not really during the NHL season. So I'm happy that the coach put them back together because he saw something he liked. But what I'm looking forward to is seeing the Josh Archibald that clearly was an NHL player a year ago. I was pretty disappointed in his previous effort. It wasn't great.
So what do you do? You know, like I talked about this earlier. I said that the coaching staff needs to say, guys, win your shifts. Just that, it's just beat the line you're playing against, because if you keep going down and just flogging them overhead, like, hey, when are you going to score? When are you going to score? After a while, like, it just kind of wears off, you know? So I don't know how you approach that Low Tide. Do you have something you've heard in the past or seen?
Well, The one thing that I'll say about Archibald's game is that you can see what he can do. He's got good speed, and he plays an intelligent game. He just either it wasn't working out for him, or maybe he was injured or something. I'm not sure what. I don't think we've seen him yet. So I would say the thing for him to do is just to kind of relax and play his game. Try not to do too much on that line. He's going to be the fast train, so they'll want him to forecheck and you know, get in and cause trouble and you know, maybe take a, like, he's got some offensive ability too, but we really didn't see it. So I would just say play your game and all three of them, because Kara is a big man and there's a lot he can do. He's kind of mean when he's playing well. Shahan's a smart player, can win some faceoffs, can kill some penalties, has some offense. They just have to bring their game, and they did have chemistry in the preseason, so it's probably there. We just haven't seen it in the regular season.
Yeah, and I like the way you frame that, because there is something there. And I mean, it just seems like this bottom six, people in, people out, people hurt, people strike. Like, it's just at some point they got to get on track. And I just go back to, I think you got to make it the most basic game plan for these guys so they have something. Like, because where's the floor? Like, what's the floor? Is it penalty the floor in your mind? Like, hey, guys, just do a good job on the penalty kill. Then we build from there, because I think players feel comfortable and they know, like, this is my rock. You know, this is what the bedrock of my good game looks like, and then I build up from there.
And that's what we'll call it a third line. That's what that line should be about, is really simple stuff: straight lines and 40-second shifts and penalty kill like demons, and something goes in off someone's ass and you score. Like, it should be a very basic game. And we've seen it. Like, you know, it's been a while for Jujhar Kara, I will say that, and he has he's had some alarming games this year. Like, he's had games where you're like, I'm sure I saw a better player a year ago and certainly 2 years ago. So I'm not saying this is a last chance Texaco, but if they can come out of the game without getting scored on, I think that's a victory.
Breaking down the empty Oilers with Alan Mitchell from the Lowdown off Low Tide. You can hear him every day on the station between 10 and 12 with Tyler Yaremchuk. Low Tide, do you think that at some point here we could see Joel Pearson go to the minors?
Oh yeah, I think it's. I don't think we're. I suspect that Pearson is maybe one more poor game away from. They pulled him out of the last game after he struggled before the terrible play that resulted in the goal, and so we're at a point now where I think they, Manning wasn't spectacular in the game where he replaced him. So Pearson down and, say, Lagesson or Caleb Jones up, to me is an absolute possibility. I can see that happening for sure.
Who would you want to see? Like, who interests you most? Because we haven't seen either one of those guys. Well, one's never played in the NHL, and the other one we haven't seen this year, I believe, playing an NHL game.
Well, I I think Caleb Jones is more dynamic. I think he's a guy that with the speed and everything, I think he's closer. Like, from what we can tell, he's playing a lot down there. He's playing with one of two rookies when he's out there, one of which is Evan Bouchard. The other is Samarikov. So he's already kind of mentoring at that level. And he's... like, he's fast, and I think he would a good outlet passer. He can improve the game. Lagesson's curious because he was up here. He didn't play. I'd love to see him, too, but I think I'd probably say Caleb Jones.
Al Mitchell, okay, Low Tide joins us. Now up until 60 games, you can have Pearson go up and down without waivers, in case anybody 60. Out there is wondering. Yeah, because he signed at the age of 24, so that means there's 2 years. Last year was the first year of his deal, so this is the second year. So you're able to go up and down up until the point he plays 60 NHL games. Then after that, he would require waivers. Mm. So he doesn't require any up until that point.
What happens in his second year? Would it still be
this
the 60?
This is his second year, because remember last year?
Last year
was that carryover year, so that allowed him to get out of that basically allowed him probably to do this, so he felt like he would have more of an opportunity, felt like he'd be 1 year more ready.
What about the third year?
That's it.
After this, he needs waiver. After this year, whether he plays 61 or 21 games.
Yes. Yeah, so that's how the contracts work, right? So you usually have essentially your full entry-level contract or 160 NHL games when you sign it, but then it gets to at the age of when you sign the contract, not when you make your debut, which is interesting. So
that's a really interesting thing to know, because he's got to get himself – he's not NHL ready right now on a lot of different levels, right?
Yeah, well,
he needs time.
Yeah, 100% he does. Yeah. Yeah, the NHL is not a developmental league. I've argued that for many years, and people are, I'll bring this guy up, see how he does. Yeah. I'm like, why? And if you're not ready, you're not ready. And the thing is, the players will show you. Some can be ready for 4 or 5 games, and then eventually you see what happens, especially when you come in at the start of the year, starting, you're the one who told us this, that, hey, it's about 50%. Then you get the end of November, now you're up to 65. You get by the end of into early December, now you're close to what the real games are going to be like. And it just gets harder and harder. Al, the New Jersey Devils come in. Their goaltending's horrific, specifically Corey Schneider. What is your strategy when facing a goalie who can't stop a beach ball right now?
Well, they shoot the damn puck. That would be good. And the Oilers are I think they're guilty of not shooting it enough. Even their skill guys are you know, could shoot it more. But shoot it a lot, and shoot it from weird angles. And the other side of that is that if you can, like, if you can get up by 2 goals tonight, I think you win the game. And watch, and they'll do that and lose. But I think New Jersey is—they're playing better. They're playing better of late after a poor start. But they're still not a very good hockey club. So the Oilers—the two things the Oilers have to worry about tonight is the speed of the game. New Jersey is capable of skating them right out of the rink. That's how fast a lot of those that Miles Wood guy is. Fantastic! Holy cow! So that's a concern. And then the other side of it is that I think they should be able to count on superior goaltending in their net, and that is a big advantage.
Yeah, and that does make, you know, you gotta when you look at the teams, you kind of put them side by side, you think, hey, this is an advantage. You need that, have that, check that off. And I love your point about the scoring first. I think that's a huge opportunity. Quinn Hughes, or is it Jack Hughes? Sorry, I get the two mates. Jack Hughes, yep. So Jack Hughes here in New Jersey. I really think that this is an interesting matchup for Nugent Hopkins, and one with his veteran, you know, savvy, should be able to get some chances on he and Gusev.
Well, he's the thing about Nuge is that he's had chances. He's hit posts, and he's done all you know. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't scored 5-on-5 yet. But he's also got Neil, who's going to shoot. I guarantee Neil's. I bet you, if you're betting on something, Neil getting a goal tonight is a good one, because he's been a little cool lately, and this is a perfect game for him. He'll shoot from anywhere, and he does not care. Like, he's a selfish player, but I mean that in a good way. But I think that line should be. They're all hungry, and they all are sort of, like, hungry to the point where, like, I think Chiasson's on that line, and he's starting to play like he's sort of angry, he's playing with an edge, and I think he's going to score soon, because he's sort of, like, even at the face-off, he's kind of a jerk to people, and that's good. That's a good way for him to play.
Well, it shows him that he cares, right? It shows that he cares. I'm not suggesting he didn't, but I think that's a big deal. And you look at those 2 shots he had against Jake Allen makes a pretty good save, you know, on the second shot, but he's getting closer. And I think once you get him unlocked, I think he kind of just breathes deeply and then he lets it flow. And I think tonight could be a good night. Like Gusev and Hughes are going to create, they're going to create offense, but they're going to give you a lot because yeah. Those guys aren't exactly defensively orientated.
That's true. And Hall's not a dream either that way. So I love Taylor Hall, and he keeps the puck 500 feet from his own net. But there's there's some wobble a little bit with those guys. And then, you know, they always have those at their own version of that, too. So,
oh, yeah.
But I think this is gonna this could be an offensive game. And I'll be very interested in seeing how defensively New Jersey does, because they have some good defensemen, but they also have some chaos back there too.
Quickly, Al, what's your thoughts on the Eskimos Alouettes?
Eskimos Alouettes, I think it's going to be very close. I picked Montreal to win, but it's going to be a lot closer than people think, and don't be surprised if the Eskimos win it. I wouldn't be surprised at all. One quick thing, if I can, guys. I was reading years ago, Strutty talked at the beginning about him, the player mom road trip. I read, I think it was in Sports Illustrated, I read about that. Mike Keenan was the coach. It was for the Vancouver Canucks, and it was interesting historically because Strutty's mom was the first mom who ever told the coach to play her son less at the NHL level. She apparently, on this road trip, she sort of got mad at Keenan. She called him out and called him all kinds. Keenan felt bad. He cried, actually, because she said, "You're playing my son too much. It's not good. Yeah. Everybody's seeing what he can't do out there. If you play him less, it'll be better." And Keenan, in a hotel lobby, apparently, according to the Sports Illustrated article, he broke down in the hotel lobby because Mrs. Strudwick was giving it to him.
You know what? She might have been right. You know, I was getting up around 20 minutes, and the big body doesn't move that much for 20. I you know what? We all have an ego. We all think, and I think it was you said when everyone wants more ice time. And one night I did finally get over, like, well over 20. And I was like, no. This guy is 15 to 18. And if I'm feeling really good, he can get me close to 19. But like 12 to 18 was my wheelhouse. Even 18 is getting a little high.
That's 12 to 18 more than I ever got, Strutty. So, all right, boys, have a good one.
See you, buddy.
Take her easy.